This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the, and be part of the conversation. Best way to do this. You want to be part of the conversation. All right, come on. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot of good stories to tell. We're going to talk a little bit about Al Gore and his latest faux pas. Well, I don't even think that was it. I think it was exactly, he thought he knew what, most of these guys think so. He actually compared climate change deniers to the Uvalde law enforcement officers. And I'll explain more of that when we come back or later on in the show. And the other thing I love about him is, like all the other climate experts, every single one of his predictions is wrong. Every one of them. Yeah. If he was your stockbroker and you kept him, this is your problem. Right? So earlier, you know, some of you may know, Los Angeles County's getting ready for another, I won't say lockdown, but a mask lockdown, if you would. And that's because of the fake information given out by the head of the Board of Health in Los Angeles County, who is not a doctor, not a medical doctor, has now found herself, well, I don't know if I'm going to say she found herself in a bad position, because she obviously doesn't care. But a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, not known to be a right-wing paper, they've demonstrated that people who are boosted recover much more slowly from COVID and remain contagious for longer periods of time than people who refuse all of the injections. Right? Science proves idiots like me right again. Come on, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Wake up. Don't be these followers that some of you are, even some of you on our side of the aisle. You don't pay attention. This is why I said you got to get informed before you open your mouth. An MSNBC analyst says that the GOP will cancel elections if they win in November. No fear-mongering going on here, right? I talked a little bit about this last hour, but the reality is that when you go through it, they're sick. First off, the host, Dean Obadiah, whatever his name is, he rattled off a series of potential nightmares if the Democrats don't retain control of Congress. That in and of itself is hilarious. And the show he starts up with, it's battle stations. The Democrats, all the rest of them need to understand that you are 4 months away from the end of American democracy. Thank God, because we're a republic. See, We're not 4 months away. It's already gone because we weren't there. We're not supposed to be there. It's not the way it's supposed to be. He went on and said that they will vote every piece of legislation to fund every component of the United States government. Right. Just amazing. Nance's fanatical predictions did not stop there. The analyst went on to warn that Republicans will cancel elections and the Supreme Court and try to impeach President Biden every single week. You mean like they did with Trump? Every time the man used too much toilet paper to wipe himself, they wanted to impeach him. This is how ridiculous this was. Right? And he even tried to impeach him when he was out of the office. When he was no longer president. Don't you find that ridiculous? Does anybody find that ridiculous? The analyst went on to warn Republicans will cancel the elections, will cancel the Supreme Court. And the funny thing about it is, there's only one person calling for the cancellation of the Supreme Court. And it's AOC. And the funny thing about AOC is she wants them gone. She wants her colleagues to wipe them out, get them gone. I don't hear any of her colleagues saying no. I mean, they're silent overall, but they're not saying no. It's amazing to me. You would think if you didn't agree, we'd open your mouth and you'd say, you know, AOC's off of this. This is a constitutional branch. You don't just vote it out. The analyst, he went on to say that they're not joking about impeaching Joe Biden every week. And Kamala Harris and getting rid of the people and or, you know, expanding the court. No, it's your people talking about expanding the court. Right? Packing / expanding the court. See, I would put a constitutional, I'd want to do a constitutional amendment making sure that the court was protected, that had a limit to how many justices they could have. I'm sorry, I'm just there. Now, Nance's assertion that the Republicans would expand the court is, it's a fool's game. From a standpoint of, your team is talking about packing the court. Your team has been pushing it. And they were widely criticized by the Republicans. What makes him think, for a second, that we're the ones that want to do it? And he went on to say, and this would be the end of Congress. Oh, God. You're amazing. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, which means part of the solution, right? Anyhow, the we're talking about, the Dems making that twist of a story, spinning the story in such a fashion to make it look like it's us again. You know, when you talk about the KKK and you talk about some of the sins of the past in the Democrat Party, they will tell you that, no, that was a Republican Party. We switched. And they'll give you this whole story, I mean, fairy tale, Disneyland a fairy tale, about how we switched. None of it's true. And it makes no sense. If you follow it through, none of it's true. I think you had one and a half and or two people that jumped ship and went to the other party. Right? And so now they're doing the same thing now. Now they're throwing everything on the Republicans that they've been talking about and have done in the past. And we're the only ones that will let them get away with it. As well, we should not. We should open our mouths and make as much noise as humanly possible. Right? Come on, you have to agree with that one. Now, Nance was upset throughout this interview. It was all on him. He concluded by claiming that Democrats will have things in hand by the midterms. He stressed the importance of mobilizing the voters and activists to ensure the doomsday predictions don't come true. In other words, stuff as many ballots in the box as humanly possible. Just amazing. You know, I'm also watching over my shoulder with the bishop was robbed during a live feed of all his stuff. Just amazing, isn't it? I mean, what has happened to the country? And you can't blame this on Republicans. The Democrats have caused this damage. The Democrats are allowing this to happen. I don't believe that many of the rank-and-file Democrats even really know what's going on. It's just like many of the rank-and-file Republicans don't have a clue as to what's going on. Who's in charge of what? Who's causing what and where? Right? They are the party of non-responsibility and the spin masters. It's just amazing. Right? And it just never stop. Now, I love how Holcomb is calling all this a big lie, a spin by the right. Let me tell you what. It's not a spin by the right that New York City and other areas in New York are topping 50% when it comes to how many, not murders, right, but robberies and thefts and grand theft, all this stuff. Right, the guy that came after Zeldin to kill him, tried to stab him in the neck, was out because New York is bailless within a couple of hours. Attempted murder, went right for the jugular. You could see what he was trying to do, and it's okay. Yeah, that's true, in the chat room. The Dems are now trying to blame Republicans for defunding police. But, guys, think about the sickness behind this. They're saying this with a straight face. They're looking right at the cameras. It's been Republicans that always wanted to defund the police. Really? Really? And they'll bring up one of the bills. I can't remember which one it was, where there was actually more money for police to develop. But there wasn't. The money was specifically, if it went to the police department, it had to be for these nice, unarmed people that would show up at the homes. Show up for the domestic disputes. One of the worst things a cop can roll up on. A new poll from Election Insight reveals that Democrats in America overwhelmingly view the U.S. Constitution as not a relevant document. There's a problem right there. Republicans, however, they consider it a very relevant document. Of course they do. It's a bunch of old white guys that put it together. Why wouldn't they? This shows you the ignorance of one side over the other. I'm sorry, but it's true. The Constitution is one of the most relevant documents on the face of the planet. It's the only Constitution that gives the people a right to change it anytime they want to. The people. Not the people you vote in, but the people. What are they afraid of? What are the Dems actually afraid of? The data collected for the E1 survey took place from July 15th to July 18th, about 3 weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, within the Election Insights, the poll, 23% of respondents who identified as Democrats no longer believe the Constitution, a document first crafted by the nation's founding fathers, holds up in contemporary America. So change it. It's amazing how they can't put it together. We suck at education now. That's how I feel about it. We suck at it. If people can't figure out that there's a way to change it, or they hadn't been taught that there's a way to change it through the amendment process, or are they afraid that they might be outnumbered or outvoted on something? Just amazing. Only 6% of Republican-leaning respondents see the Constitution as obsolete. You know why? Because we tend to study more than the other ones. We tend to know it more than the other ones. The other side, or other sides. Watching a documentary on George Washington this weekend. I know, I'm boring. George Washington and some of the other founding fathers were petrified that parties would divide this country, would ruin this country. Because people would be more loyal to the party than they would be to the country. Here you go. These are the same Democrats that think Joe B's doing a great job. He doesn't have any medical issues. Just amazing, right? But the people polled, 46% said it would be a bad idea to form another constitutional convention compared to 29% who support it. Overall, 77% of respondents still hold the U.S. Constitution in the highest regard, the majority of those obviously being Republicans. As currently written, 74% believe the Constitution is a good document, should be kept basically intact. Regarding political beliefs, 86% of those polled view the Constitution as very important or somewhat important to their respective ideas. Only 3% of those surveyed have no use, no more faith, and don't really think the Constitution is viable. Do they even know what's in it? Maybe they don't. I don't know. Talk more about this. I'm curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. This is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House. Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yeah, I know, huh? I mean, seriously. This song used to be true. When we were attacked, when things went wrong, when things went sideways, we would come together. We're not seeing that anymore. No matter what it is, we're not seeing that anymore. We don't come together anymore. We don't find a place where we can be on the same page and fight for the same thing. Talking about the Constitution, we've got the longest-running Constitution on the planet. The Constitution is what made us, gives us the ability to be so successful. Because if you really think about it, again, it's the only Constitution where we the people have a right to change it. We the people have a right to make changes to it. Our founding fathers, you know, those fat old white rich guys you keep thinking about, thinking are. Maybe you should look at some of the pictures and tell me how many of them were fat, unlike today where we have an obesity problem in this country. But those old white rich guys gave us the ability to know and to understand and to see what's going on. Look around us, and there's things that are happening around you, and things are going to be changing. And they said, okay, well, they have to have a way to fix this if they need to. How do they do that? By the amendment process. You can amend everything and anything. And it has been amended. All you guys hang out on is the First and Second Amendment, but look at the amendments that gave that ended slavery. Look at the amendments that gave the blacks the right to vote. They gave women the right. I mean, we could go on and on and on. Those were all done by we the people. But we haven't taught them in school these things, so they don't know. Nor do they believe it, I would imagine. Right? Talking about, in case you just joined us, we're talking about the difference between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to whether the Constitution is needed today or not. I'll hit some of those again. Of those polled, 46% say it would be a bad idea to form another constitutional convention. I don't agree. I did agree before. I mean, I thought it was a bad idea because I didn't trust the people voting. But then when I learned a little bit more about Article 5 and a convention of states, not talking about a constitutional convention where you wipe the whole thing clean and start again. See, our founding fathers so knew that the federal government would and could, or could and would, I don't know how you want to put it, grow big, out of control, and try to take over. They knew that could happen. So what they decided to do was give us the ability to do a convention of states, where the states could actually get together without the help or the permission of the federal government, the Supreme Court, or any other group, and make changes to the Constitution. So if you get enough states together right now, and you put a couple of items on there, I don't care what it is, let's just go with an easy one, right? Let's go with term limits for Congress people. Well, a convention of states could put that together, put it down, and decide no more can they just have it, can it be open-ended? No longer. And the feds can't do anything about it, and the Supreme Court can't do anything about it. Once ratified by those states, it becomes part of the Constitution. End of discussion. That's because our founding fathers were smart enough to know that the feds would get too big eventually. Of those polls, 46% said it would be a bad idea to form another constitution. 29% supported that. 77% of respondents still hold the U.S. Constitution in the highest regard as another and currently written. 74% believe the Constitution is a good document, should be kept basically intact. Now, regarding political beliefs, 86% of those polled view the Constitution as a very important or somewhat important to their respective ideas. And Washington knew, some of our founding fathers knew, the parties would pollute the country. And they have. Right? Only 3% of those surveyed have no use, no more faith than the Constitution's viability. Again, because they're ignorant and uninformed. Really that simple. Because the Constitution is not set in stone. Yeah, it's a solid document. And yes, it's strong. But the reality of the matter is we the people can change it. We have a voice. We have a right to speak out. Now, from an age standpoint, 26% of the 49 and younger respondents believe that the Constitution should be replaced by a modern document, although they couldn't tell you what the document was. Conversely, 85% of voters 50 and up fully support the Constitution. From a race perspective, 31% of black voters like the concept of remaking the Constitution. But I would love to go further. What would you add? Tell me what you add. Now, that's a sizable gap compared to white, Latino, and Hispanic respondents who overwhelmingly support the current Constitution by rates of 78% and 69%, respectively. Give that some thought. They came here because of the rule of law. I'm sorry that the black population, to a big degree, was dragged here under the wrong circumstances. But when you talk about white, Latino, and Hispanic, just stick with Latino and Hispanic. They came up here because they wanted the rule of law. Funny many broke that law to get here. I'm not so sure they all want to be here because of the rule of law. I think most of them want to be here for the handouts, or a lot of them, I should say, want to be here for the handouts and the freebies. But I do believe some come for a better life for their families. Okay, but even so, even with that, why do it the wrong way? See, I come from a family of immigrants, so I don't want to hear about me not having a heart for the immigrants. My family had to do it the right way. Yours should, too. You come here to be protected by those laws, but yet you want to break the laws to get here to be protected by them. What kind of sense does that make? Think about it. I know, some are saying, oh, they'll do anything to protect their kids. Well, that might be true. It might be real and true, but here's the problem with that. They're setting them up here alone. And our government is doing nothing to protect those kids. Absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you better be ready for it. You know, I mean, seriously, this is going to be a fight. When people don't believe in the Constitution, when they're too ignorant to know that they can change it if they really want to, right, then I don't know. With that kind of ignorance, you're going to expect some violence. You have to expect some violence. Because it's the only way they know how to get what they want. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you want to be involved, that you want to be engaged, that you truly want to make a difference. Because many say they want to do it, but they don't actually do it. So, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today. And we were talking about the executive orders. And she swore up and down that Trump did more executive orders than anybody else. Right? I don't know where she got that. I have no idea. But again, Talking Point, CNN, whoever. But it's so not true. When you actually go look up who had more executive orders, who pushed more to be a dictator, I think you'd be surprised. They've almost all been Democrats. Barack Obama had almost 300 in his years. Bill Clinton, 360. Ronald Reagan topped the charts at 380. Jimmy Carter, 320. Right? You had Lyndon Johnson, 325. JFK, 214. I mean, we got Harry Truman, Democrat, 900. Franklin Roosevelt, 3,700. And it keeps going. It's just amazing. Joe Bozzini, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Seriously, come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? Then you can do all the fighting you want. You can be there, you can be right up in it, right along with the rest of us, which would be a lot of fun. I'll post that story up later on, but you can find it on Newsmax. That Dem supporters are far more dismissive of the U.S. Constitution than GOP voters. And they'll think that that's more patriotic. But you know what's really funny is when you listen to our founding father, George Washington wrote, if you didn't believe at the time, if you didn't believe in God, he'd have a hard time calling you patriotic. Because they felt that it was God that gave them what they needed to become a nation. That gave them the providence that they needed to become a nation. Gave them just all kinds of breaks during the war. If you watch the documentary, I was watching on George Washington. They went through the whole thing from start to finish with him. Who he fought for, how he fought, how he got to where he became the general of the Continental Army. Quite interesting. And he didn't even think that he had what it took to make it happen. He didn't believe that he was the guy. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I love some of these stories that you guys send me pop up. University of Michigan's medical students, they walked out on pro-life keynote speakers, or keynote speaker. As Dr. Christian Collier, a pro-life assistant professor at the UMMS, began her speech, dozens of students and their parents immediately left the room. It's actually quite funny. I say that because medical, they're going to hear stuff all throughout their career that they don't agree with or believe in, right? So are they going to walk out of the room every time they hear that? If they hear a patient tell them that they don't agree with them, they're going to walk out of the room? You just got to ask. And because she's pro-life means she's not worth listening to. This is the tolerant group, remember? These are the people that think that everyone should have a voice. Well, everyone that they agree with or agrees with them should have a voice. I want to acknowledge the deep wounds of our community has suffered over the past several weeks, she began. We have a great deal of work to do for the healing to occur, and I hope that today, for this time, we can focus on what matters most. Coming together to support our newly accepted students and their families, with the goal of welcoming them into another great vocation that exists on this earth. Now, even though her pro-life views were not expected to be discussed in the speech, some of the students petitioned the school to cancel her appearance weeks before the ceremony. Right? Because they can't tolerate it. They don't. So what is it? Is she supposed to get up there and go, you come to college, you want to become a doctor, you're going to take that Hippocratic oath to do no harm? Well, except to those in the womb, those you can rip up all you want. But other than that, you know, is that what they expected to hear? They're doing operations on babies in the womb. I mean, think about that. And yet they want to discount the value of that person. Think about that. The petition to remove Collier, who also serves as the director of the school's program on health, spirituality, and religion, was denied by UMMS Dean Dr. Marshall Rung. Defending his decision, Rung cited the critical importance of diversity of personal thought and ideas as well. It's foundational to academic freedom and excellence. Matter of fact, it's foundational to find cures for just pretty much about anything. Nobody's going to go down a road for a cure for what have you if they think it's taboo, or they're going to get talked about, thrown out of school, whatever, defunded in their project. Nobody's going to say a word. Collier is not the only University of Michigan employee to receive criticism for defending the unborn. The school's football coach, Jim Harbaugh, was recently attacked for his comments at the pro-life event. Right, again, nothing was mentioned in her speech about pro-life. Just because she takes a pro-life stand. Think about that. They want her gone. They want her not to speak. They don't want her to be of any relevance because of her thought. Her view on whether or not abortion is okay. Come on, think about it. It's pretty sick, isn't it? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, like I say. Get engaged, be part of. So, as Nancy Pelosi tells everybody, that there's no insider trading, that she doesn't feel like it's insider trading, and all this other wonderful stuff. A former congressman is among nine charged with insider trading. Federal prosecutors have charged nine people, including a former U.S. congressman from Indiana, with insider trading that results in millions of dollars in illegal profits. The U.S. Attorney Damian Williams told a news conference that the cases, in addition to several other, were crackdowns on insider trading. They represent a follow-through on his pledge to be relentless in rooting out crime in our financial markets. Now, remember something, whether you want to hear this or not. When these guys leave Congress or they leave your state senate or what have you, they still have connections there. They still deal with people on a regular basis. They still can get the inside information they need to get. He went on to say, we have zero tolerance for cheating in our markets, according to the director of the SEC enforcement. The individuals situated on both coasts and in the middle of America were charged in four separate unrelated insider trading schemes. Now, an indictment identified Steve Beyer, a great name, right? Steven Beyer, as someone who misappropriated secrets he learned as a consultant to make $350,000 illegally. So he was probably consulting on what was being put in front of Congress. Right? He served on committees with oversight over telecommunications industry from 1993 to 2011. Now, he was arrested on Monday in Indiana. He was accused of the court papers of engaging in insider trading during a merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. Heck, if he was in on insider trading and all he was able to pull off was $350,000, that's sad. His lawyer, Andrew Goldstein, has maintained the buyer's innocence, saying in a statement, his client's stock traders were lawful. So, yeah, they all are. I'm not saying this guy's innocent or not. What I'm finding interesting is that his connections that he got while in Congress, the information that he was coming down the pike while he was in Congress, helped him make these decisions. Right? When insiders like Beyer, who's an attorney, a former prosecutor, retired congressman, when they monetize their access to this material with non-public information, is that information that you and I easily get, or would get at all, frankly? They not only violate the federal securities law, but they undermine public trust. Right, because Pelosi doesn't do that. Schumer doesn't do that. None of them do that, right? In the second case, three executives of Silicon Valley technical companies were charged also with trading with insider information. It's just amazing. In the third case, a man was training to be an FBI agent. He stole inside information from his then girlfriend, who was working at a major Washington, D.C. law firm. He and his friend made more than $1.4 million in illegal profits after he learned that American company was going to acquire Pandion Therapeutics. This is what happens when that swamp comes together. They're so inbred. They don't even see it. It's all about me. It's all about us. It's all about my buddies. And even so, they'll throw their buddies under a bus to get what they're looking for pretty quick. Let me tell you what. It's just amazing. Somebody sent me a note about, I guess it's, I don't know. I haven't had a chance to really check out the story. But on the surface, the story's about House Republicans are going to introduce a bill to raise pilot retirement age because of the retirement shortage. I got news for you. I'm okay with that. Sorry, guys. I'd rather have an older pilot that's been through all kinds of stuff than a younger pilot that's really only had a couple thousand hours for all intents and purposes of a simulated flight deck. Okay? Not really. Anyway, they simply want to bump it from 65 to 67. Not a big deal. I don't know why people are making the big... I'd rather have the more qualified, the more experienced guys helping me out, making sure I'm safe. Don't forget to be your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Al Gore, we're going to find out... I'll show you where he's been lying. Be back in a little bit.